Hi, everybody. Welcome back to WFAN's Baseball Insiders Yankees podcast for Monday, August 9th. The Yankees coming off the 3-4 against Seattle, missing a chance to sweep on Sunday. They're in Kansas City for a 3-game series against the Royals. It is a road trip that stops in Iowa for the Field of Dreams game against the White Sox, the first place White Sox, finishing off a 3-game series in Chicago and then back home for a stretch. The Yankees have basically, it's a 6-game road trip with just another stop in the middle, right? It's the Royals and the White Sox. Chicago's in a pretty good spot, first place in the Central, so that's a good test for the Yankees. But they get 3 against the Royals, who are well under 500, and anything less than 2 out of 3 is a major disappointment for the Yankees, right? Every loss seems to be a disappointment right now because they put themselves in a position where every loss hurts. It feels like a missed opportunity. It feels like a chance to, you lost a chance to gain ground. So every loss is going to be disappointing. Everyone is going to feel bad, just like Sundays did when they were shut out by the Mariners after winning the first 3. The Yankees flexed some offensive muscle against the Orioles and showed you some of their potential earlier in this homestand, but then to lose by leaving a bunch of men on base and getting shut out by the Mariners feels a little hollow, even though they're going to lose some of these games. And occasionally you get guys like Yusei Kikuchi who are going to pitch well against them. It's a little difficult to take based on where the Yankees are and how badly they need all of these wins. They have 51 games left to play, and we're going to see what they can do with it here. They're still 11 over 500. They need to win 29 out of 51 games in order to finish with 90 wins. And I don't know if that's going to be enough because there's still a lot of battling going on. And it's going to be interesting to see if the Red Sox can maintain or right themselves because they've had a pretty bad stretch here that I think a lot of people that I know thought was coming earlier in the year. The fact that they've held this off until early August seems pretty incredible. So you wonder if they can figure out their pitching issues and right the ship and kind of continue to do what they were doing for the first 4 months of the season. Tampa Bay is obviously the team that everybody knows is good and is going to still be good. It's always kind of a matter of how they're doing it, right? Because there always seems to be so. I mean, this is a team that keeps trading off pitching. Think about the idea that they lost Blake Snell, Charlie Morton, and traded Rich Hill, and here they are still motoring right along. They add Nelson Cruz at the deadline, which is a pretty big addition. And, the Yankees don't have to worry about the head-to-head matchup for a while because they won't see them until the final 3 games of the regular season, and then perhaps in the postseason, depending on how things break. But right now, the Rays are moving right along, and every time they make a move that makes you scratch your head, which is pretty much almost every time. They traded their starting shortstop earlier in the year, Willy Adames, and that certainly helped out Milwaukee, but it seemed to be a head scratcher. But here's Tampa Bay. They're just motoring right along, and they have best record in the league. So you're looking at a team that is definitely formidable and one that doesn't really, I don't think we question whether or not they're going to be there at the end. Boston right now is a question. Toronto is creeping up. All those young players, they got a boost for sure as George Springer returned after, missing a lot of the first half with injury. And he's been a big part of this, plus the addition of Jose Barrios at the deadline. Toronto is a team that you have to watch out for. And the Yankees will see them again a couple more times in September. They have 7 meetings left with them in September. But in the meantime, Yankees need to figure out how to get healthy again. And part of it is COVID related. Part of it is injury related. And amazingly enough, they've had different important parts of their team missing this entire second half of the season. And they're 15-7 since the All-Star break. They somehow managed to. Now, listen, the schedule has a lot to do with that, right? They played Miami. They played Baltimore. They played, Seattle. So when I'm talking about 15 and 7, well, that's a lot of it right there. They won 3 against Miami, 2 against Baltimore. I mean, 8 of those 15 wins are against those 3 teams right there, right? Obviously, they stumbled against the Red Sox coming out of the break, and that was a big blow. But the Yankees have missed all of their best players at various points during this stretch. You know, Aaron Judge right out of the break with the COVID situation. Now Gerrit Cole. You're missing Jordan Montgomery and Gary Sanchez, and you're adding Anthony Rizzo to this. Gio Urshela has been gone most of this second half so far. And Aroldis Chapman is now down as well. Again, some of it's COVID-related, some of it is injury-related, but these guys are taking hits one after another, and they're still trying to figure out how to get through this. You've got almost 2 months to go. How do you get through it? Well, the guys that are here, your best players, still have to step up, because when you're not replacing, as good as Luis Gil has been, you're still not replacing Gerrit Cole with somebody who resembles Gerrit Cole. So when the Yankees are missing some of their best players, you need what's left to step up in a major way. Now, Gleyber Torres is kind of an issue here because he might be headed to the same direction. As we speak on Monday morning, Torres' situation is still a little unclear with the thumb injury that he suffered on Sunday, and we'll see if that keeps him down for any extended period of time. But meanwhile, DJ LeMahieu, Aaron Judge, Giancarlo Stanton, all in the lineup, all healthy. These are the guys who need to have a really big month here. LeMahieu had a very bad month of July. Terrible month of July, his worst month of the season after we thought he rebounded in June. So needing him to bounce back is a very big thing. Aaron Judge, Giancarlo Stanton, having these two guys healthy and in the same lineup at the same time. And I'll throw Joey Gallo in here too, because you brought him over at the trade deadline. This is the kind of lineup that you dream of, right? Of having these three guys, these three monsters, healthy. And with Gallo in there, it's a right-left-right combination there. So having a little bit of balance to the middle of the order with power bats, guys who can hit a home run at any point, and I'll add Luke Voit into this now too, since he's healthy again and replacing Rizzo in that awkward situation. These are four guys in the middle of the bat, middle of the lineup, despite everything that's happening right now. The Yankees need these four guys to be themselves and go on a streak. You are no longer in a position, except maybe Judge, because he's had a really good year overall, but you're no longer in a position where you're expecting these guys to have major 40 home run seasons and MVP type seasons. Judge is the exception here who could still put together an MVP type of year because of the start he had in the first half, all-star first half. But you're just looking for a streak right now. You're looking for a good solid streak. And that is what, even if Giancarlo Stanton is not going to give you your money's worth with what you're talking about as an MVP caliber player at this particular point in time and this season, he can still go on a run like we've seen him do earlier in the year in the postseason. There's nothing wrong with him hitting 10 homers in the next 30 games and helping carry in this team. That's the kind of situation you need the Yankees to get right now. You need their star players to go on a roll. And you're not having these guys have MVP type years, but that part doesn't matter. The pitching side needs some help too. And great job by Luis Gil in his first two outings. You know, control seemed to be his biggest issue in the minor leagues, and he's been phenomenal so far, throwing strikes, challenging hitters. You know, you're going to find out in one of these outings where his control is going to elude him, and you'll see what's held him back to this point in his career. But so far in his first two outings, he's been phenomenal. His next one looks like it's going to be against the White Sox, so that's a pretty good test. So we'll see how Gil does when he matches up against that team and see where it goes. Meanwhile, the Yankees are still kind of scrambling, trying to fill a bullpen role, a bullpen game, so just like they did against the Mariners. They're going to probably need another one of these here. And you need Cole and Montgomery back as soon as possible. Hopefully, they're symptom-free and able to regain enough strength to get back and join the rotation in a timely fashion here, because the Yankees certainly need it. The White Sox are a good test coming up this week. And later in the month, you're going to have a series against the Red Sox. You're going to have a series against the Oakland A's. The Atlanta Braves fighting for a spot in the National League East, so another interleague matchup there. So these are all important series here before the schedule gets a little bit tougher in September. Certainly you have Baltimore and Texas thrown in September, but you have Toronto and you have Boston and you have Tampa Bay. So it's a better part than the early part of the year for the Yankees, but certainly a few landmines in there for them to navigate. And they still need, as said, on the hitting side, they need certain guys to step up that are here. In the bullpen and the starting rotation, the guys that are here have to step up as well. You'd like Chad Green to put his problems behind. And the home run ball has really been the big thing. Zach Britton, who's had an injury-plagued year and is really just kind of getting up to speed, these are the guys that need to step up in the absence of Aroldis Chapman right now. And the rotation could be getting some help from Luis Severino. He's made two really good rehab starts in the minor league, showing that he's healthy. They say he's probably going to need one more, but we'll see how what situation dictates here and if the Yankees need to put him back in his next one. He threw four innings in Sunday's game, and I think they want to build him back up a little bit more, but we'll see if they decide to maybe put him back in maybe one start sooner. But at the very latest, here's what's going to happen, okay? He pitched on Sunday. If he's going to throw one more minor league rehab game, it means that that's going to come at the end of this week, which means you could see him in the homestand the following week, which features Boston and Minnesota. So somewhere in that week right there, if I'm going to map this out for, let's say he gets one more minor league rehab start on Friday, which would be his fifth day, then he has a chance to drop in to the series finale against Boston or in the first game against Minnesota. So around August 18th and 19th, you're looking at a possible Luis Severino return. And that's a huge boost. Don't forget how good this guy was and what he can do. And if you get Gerrit Cole back around the same time too, this is kind of a rotation the head of a rotation that you want for a stretch run. So we'll see what they can do here. The schedule certainly has some potholes, but it is in their favor. And if all of these things appear to be short-term, Gio Urshela is due back this week. They hope Aroldis Chapman is down no longer than the 10 days he's on the IL. And hopefully the other COVID cases are short-term for Rizzo, for Montgomery, guys like that, and Sanchez. And we'll see if this team can get whole, because they've shown you that they're capable of going on a run. They won 9 out of 11 recently before Sunday's loss, and they're 15-7 since the break. They are showing you Boston is really the biggest issue for them and their record, because they were 3-10 against the Red Sox. Otherwise, they'd be challenging a lot more for the top of the division if they hadn't had that rough stretch against the Red Sox. So we'll see if they can make up for that. And Thursday's Field of Dreams game, well, there's going to be a lot of cool stuff associated with that, and I'm going to get you ready for that tomorrow on Tuesday, posting on the 30 with Murdy platform at Odyssey and Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts, a conversation with Phil Robinson, the director of Field of Dreams. So make sure you hit subscribe and to the 30 with Murdy podcast, and you'll check out my conversation with the director of Field of Dreams. Excited to see a major league game at the site. He wrote the screenplay and directed the movie, and he's got a lot of fun stories to share. So make sure you check out that as well. And make sure you subscribe and review to this, the WFAN Baseball Insiders. You will get Ed Coleman's Mets reports and my Yankees reports delivered right to you. Thanks again for listening. I'm Sweeney Murdy.